Thursday marks the beginning of the sixth year of open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. People can buy or renew health insurance plans on the marketplace through mid-December. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
There's some good news for consumers that were hit hardest by premium increases in the past. Blue Cross Blue Shield reduced premiums an average of 4.1% across the state. In the Charlotte and Gastonia areas, the decreases could be as much as four times that amount. The specifics will vary based on the tax credits people qualify for. The insurer covers about 90% of the 519,000 people who got a plan on the marketplace last year. Cigna Healthcare is again selling plans in the Raleigh area. And there's a new company that's also selling plans in the Triangle, Ambetter. Julianne Taylor is with the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy, which offers free assistance to people signing up for health insurance. Even though it's the sixth year of open enrollment, she says, people still need help navigating the process.
Being someone that meets with consumers regularly on the ground, I can say that it continues to be a confusing and challenging process for many people. Estimating their income, if they have varying income, things change. You know, some people may lose a job or then gain a job, and then they need to know, what are my options?
There are some changes to the Affordable Care Act this year. There's no longer a tax penalty if you don't have insurance, and people can now buy short-term limited-duration plans for nearly a year. But these plans aren't required to have the same kind of coverage. For example, United Healthcare is offering short-term plans in Mecklenburg County for a low monthly rate, but they don't cover prescriptions. And Taylor points out they may not end up being cheaper for certain consumers.
If somebody qualifies for financial assistance in the marketplace versus a short-term limited duration plan, the marketplace plan ends up being less expensive and has a lower deductible.
Open enrollment goes through December 15th. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.